We left off yesterday with this very, very difficult Tesis Rid in front of us. Hopefully we'll try to be revived a little bit more at this Tesis Rid. So we left off based on the Tesis Rid told us there are four potential scenarios of Kinyan Chalipin as it plays out for Kiddushin. Three out of the four are not going to work, and one of them is subject potentially to actually be working. So what were the four different cases? So first, Tesis Rid broke down Chalipin into two basic categories. There was Chalipin when the basic heading is Chalipin. It's Chalipin when it's Kli Tachas Ha'isha, or let's just say Suda Tachas Ha'isha, make it a little easier. But it's Suda Tachas Ha'isha. So I'm just saying, standing under the chuppah, and I say to the woman, I'm giving you this Sudar in exchange for you. So that could further be broken down to two categories. There's a case where the Sudar is, well, the Sudar is Eino Shavapruta. That's one type of Chalipin. And you have another kind of Chalipin, where it's Sudar Tachas Hatabas. I don't want the Sudar to be in lieu of the woman. I really want to give her a ring. I bought a beautiful ring. I just left it in my dorm room. So I want to give her a Sudar in exchange for that ring, which the ring itself is going to serve as the Kesef Kiddushin. So once again, is the Sudar worth a Sheva Pruta? Or is the Sudar Ein a Sheva Pruta? These are the four cases that the Tzrit sets up for us. So comes the Tzrit and says, our Gemara that says that Chalipin is not on the radar screen. I mean, it was on the radar screen as a Havamina. But Lamaskana Minyana, the Reisha, the Miyute Chalipin. So Chalipin is not going to work in any shape or form. So says the Tesis Rid, our Gemara is talking primarily about this type of a scenario. Suda Tachas HaTabas. I want to use the Suda to be, that the woman should be Koina, the Tabas. Using a Sudar to affect the kinyan of the Tabas, that Bechi Agamesh should come in Kudeshes, that's out of the question. Why is that out of the question? Because Chalipin is the stamp of Pachas Sheva Pruta, and therefore it's not an option. And even though, in theory, a Sheva Pruta should be able to work, it's also not going to work, and that's what the Tosfos Rid used, a very, very strange phrase. Who remembers the strange phrase that he used? It was borrowed a phrase, which is not, doesn't mean anything in this context. What was it? Ingzir Sheva Lamachza. And that was just a colloquial way, just a way of speaking that it's just not going to work. Since it doesn't work sometimes, Kinyan Chalipin, somehow Kiddush is Mufka from Kinyan Chalipin, even though the original reason why it's Mufka is because it's in a Sheva Pruta, even B'chi Agam, that it is a Sheva Pruta, it's not going to work either. So this, both of these cases, Eina Mekudeshes. And this is Kiddushin, Tav Gimla Ben Aleph. Again, even though the original reason only applies over, I'm sorry, only applies over here, Ein Gzeir Shel Machta kicks it on here as well. So that's Kedushin Dav Gimel. But since the place is read, let's leave Kedushin Dav Gimel. Let's talk about another case. Let's talk about where I want to be Mekadesh the woman. There's no ring here. I forgot to buy a ring. I want to be Mekadesh, just plain and simple Sudar. I'm going to give her this Sudar, and in lieu of the Sudar, she's going to be Mekadesh. To me, not all that different from buying a car, buying a piece of land, buying a bag of potatoes, where Kedushin Sudar is effective. Is that going to work or is that not going to work? So the Tesis Rid says, well, let's make the cheshbon ourselves. Says the Tesis Rid, if the Suda that you're using is Pachas Meshava Pruta, then it's not going to work because Pachas Meshava Pruta, you can't get married Pachas Meshava Pruta. It's just not going to happen. You can be the biggest cheapskate in the world. You can't get married with Pachas Meshava Pruta. It's just not going to fly. But, says the Tesis Rid, if it's worth Meshava, then it's okay. Then believe it or not, even though when the Suda is Eina Sheva Kehas, Eina Sheva Pruta, Eina, Mekudeshes, if and when it's a Sheva Pruta, guess what? You hit the jackpot, Mekudeshes, Gevaldik. So three out of four cases are not going to work. One out of four cases is going to work. And of course, this is Sisrei Torah, because we're Mono Shulchan. If you really believe in your heart of hearts that Chalipin is just not a viable option for Kedushin, because sometimes it doesn't work, so therefore it can never work, and Ein Gzeir Shel Lamechta, whatever in the world that means. If you really believe it, as we do, as the Gemara does, as the Tesis Rid does, proof positive that he believes, he buys into this idea that Kedushin, a Mufka from Chalipin, Haraya, he buys into this idea, the case of the Suda Tachas HaTabas, if he buys into it by Suda Tachas HaTabas, why all of a sudden when it's Suda Tachas HaIsha, part ways, and we say, Ein Sheva Pruta Taka no good, but Sheva Pruta Ken Zayin is going to work. Sisrei Torah this Tesis Rid. So comes Davnim Eluim, and he says, the basic fundamental biur in this Taisus Rid is a throwback to what we spoke about yesterday. Yesterday we put a lot of things in the back burner. These cholds, we got cholds burning in the back burner now. We put it in the back burner yesterday. This whole idea of, if I do Kinyan A, and Kinyan A doesn't work, well, can I call Kinyan B? If Kinyan B would have worked, so maybe I could just ignore Kinyan A and just let it work for Torah's Kinyan B. So we had a Gemara in Bav Metzia Daf Yud that threw a monkey wrench into that concept. The Gemara said that you could have been kind of B'dalat Amos, but you chose to fall on the item. Falling is not a Kinyan. We cannot bring back B'dalat Amos. You can't do a Tchias Ameis when Kinyan B'dalat Amos. So we had a Machlekes 2 days, the Shiran. Is that limited to Kinyanim de Rabbanon, or does that apply even to Kinyanim de Raisa? So according to at least one view of the Chiddush Iran, by Kinyanim de Raisa, we can bring back Kinyanim. Even though my goal was to do Kinyan A, we'll ignore what I try to do, and we'll plant instead, we're gonna ignore Kinyan A, instead of it we're gonna invoke Kinyan B. So one opinion of the Chiddush Iran was that works, but Kinyanim de Raisa, that really truly works. So it comes out of the Bloom and says, that's ultimately what's behind this Taisus Rid. There's no way under the sun that Chalipin is going to work for Kedushin. Everybody knows Chalipin and Kedushin are just it's a bad shirk. No pun intended, it's not going to work. The only way we can ever salvage a Kinyan Chalipin for Kedushin is to take it out of the realm of Chalipin and call it what? Call it Kesef. That's the only way we could do it. Again, this is assuming that Kinyan A doesn't work, we'll call it Kinyan B and that Shalom Yisrael. So we have to fall back to a certain extent to Sharon. But Kinyanim Deraisa, we can pull off such a stunt. We can take a Kinyan and say, don't call it what you think it is, we're going to call it something else. So the only way to help this Kedushin along is to turn this Suda Tachas Isha out of the realm of Chalipin into the realm of Kinyan Kesef. Now, if that's the case, then I understand fully well why, if it's pachas v'shevah pruta, that's not going to fly. If it's more than shevah pruta, then we have a fighting chance. Because if it's pachas v'shevah pruta, it's not going to work as kesef. Why? Because that's the shiur of kinyan kesef. If I give pachas v'shevah pruta b'taras kesef, that's meaningless. Because pachas v'shevah pruta is not a shiur kesef. So I'm beginning to understand, getting an inkling of understanding why, if you have a shevah pruta, we're willing to negotiate. If it's pachas v'shevah pruta, we're not willing to negotiate. Of course, we're still stuck with the same fundamental problem. What's the same fundamental problem? If we're willing to negotiate turning what? Turning Chalipin into Kesef, if we're able to do that magic, right? Rumpelstiltskin, right? Remember that from previous sugyas? We're going to turn Chalipin into Kesef. If so, why can't we turn Chalipin into Kesef by the Suda Tachas HaTabas? What's wrong with that? Also turn that into Kesef. What's the big deal? So it doesn't work for Taras Chalipin. Let it work for Taras Kesef. So here's where the Avner Meluim gets the godless. He's always got this godless. Says the Avner Meluim, this idea that the Chiddush Iran alluded to, that the entire sugya is based upon, the entire Tezvin is based upon, that you can take Kinyan A and ignore what the person's trying to do and call it Kinyan B and call it a day, there's a condition to that. There's a prerequisite to that. But Med Devar Mamurim, that A can become B, that's only if A and B are fundamentally the same. They may be different types of kinyanim, they may be different basic kinyanim, that's true, but in the heart of soul, in their kishkis, they're the same. If their basic structure of how they function is the same, then you goofed and you try to do A and A doesn't work because of technical reason X, Y, and Z, we will take A and turn it into B. But that's only if A is a candidate to be B. If A and B are so radically, so fundamentally b'ikaron, different from one another, all the lumdas and all the chdishirans and all the gemaras b'metzia and all the avim luims and alishtikul teiris, you can't take A and turn it to B if A and B are so radically different from one another. That's the brakes that the avim luim puts on the chdishirans. So now comes avim luim and says, well, how similar or how different a Chalipin from Kesef? Is Chalipin a day to become Kesef? I'm looking at the Kinyan Chalipin, the guy standing under the chuppah, and he tries to mekadesh this girl with the Kinyan Chalipin. Kinyan Chalipin is not going to fly, because Kinyan Chalipin, Gemar Kedushin, of Gimel Chalipin is not a candidate for Kedushin. It's not going to work. The best we can do with Chalipin is take it out of Chalipin, make believe, hocus pocus, call it Kesef, says the Avnim Haluim, can you do that? Can you not do that? What's that going to depend upon Rabbi Sai? One Nikuda and one Nikuda alone. How similar and how different are Chalipin and Kesef from one another? To go down the root of Chalipin itself is not a, it's not going to work. To take Chalipin and turn it into Kesef, so prerequisite number one is, what must exist? There are two prerequisites now necessary. There are two dinim, says the Avnim Haluim. There are two prerequisites to make Chalipin into Kesef. What are the two prerequisites? Number one, it has to be what? It's got to be Sharp Brut. It's not Sharp Brut, then to discuss. But that's not enough. What's number two? It's got to be in its kishka similar to Kinyan Kesef. So Rabbi said, we now ask the question. This is the fundamental question. Is Chalipin similar to Kesef or not? Now, I don't want you to tell me stories about Rabbeinu Tam with Chalipin Din Kesef. I don't want to hear that right now. It's not Shtikot. I don't want to hear that right now. I want to know, a Chalipin and Kesef close enough to one another that we can ignore the Chalipin Shibay and call it Kesef, call it a day, and declare Mazel Tov? Or Chalipin and Kesef on such different planes, such different realms, that with all the Shirah and all the surgery in the world, you stand to take Chalipin and turn to Kesef? How would you begin to tackle that question, Rabbi Yisrael? That is the question. That's the Yisrael that's offered, the Avnei Miluim. This is going to make or break this Taisus Rid. What do you think? How would you begin to analyze this question? I'm not asking, is Chalipin equal Kesef? I want to know, are they in the same ballpark, the same league? How would you begin just conceptually to answer that question? What would you have to know?
If the Kohen is trying to acquire the item being given over.
Well, what would you have to do? I want you to tell me conceptually, without knowing the details of the Avnei Miluim right now. How would you begin to tackle this question? Is Chalipin, I'm afraid to use the word equal. I don't know, I need a good mathematical sign. I want something that's going to describe similar without being equal.
The two squiggly?
What do you do? What, like that?
Yeah.
Okay, good. When did they have these signs when I took math?
Yeah.
It existed? Yeah.
Single one.
There was, it's a double, is this right or wrong?
I think the bottom one is a regular one.
As my kids always tell me, that they laugh at me because there are certain things I can help them with. Like, I can help them with history because, you know, the Revolutionary War happened in my days, it happened in their days, you know, I mean, you know, I can understand it. Current events, okay, so it used to be, in my days with current events, I had it, so now in their books is already history. Okay, so it's like, bin Macau. Science, they totally laugh at me because they're convinced that the biology and chemistry that I learned was created by Sabratia, so it's no shachas, they're probably right. Math, the numbers haven't changed. Even the numbers have changed. The longest of numbers has changed. In my day, there weren't even numbers. We're still doing Roman numerals in my day. So Rabbi Sai, is this true or not? How would you begin to tackle this conceptually? What do you have to really understand? How could you begin to discuss what a Chalipin is close enough to Kesef if you don't understand what is? What Kesef itself is. Which leads us to a fundamental question. I don't know whether did we speak about the Smala Taz yet this year? Not yet. Okay, so this is the first time. Hopefully next year we're going to keep on coming back to it. There's a common refrain. Anytime you talk about Kinyan Kesef, you have to discuss about the Smala Taz. This is it. This is just the meat and potatoes of Kinyan. I put the Smala Taz on the Maram Kermis? Okay. Yadua Mufursam, it should be Yadua Mufursam to now. But there's a comment of the Sma in his Perish in Cheshi Mishpat, Perish in Shulchan Aruch, where the Sma analyzes and lumbus what a Kinyan Kesef is. Says, I want to buy a piece of land from you. A Kesef, a Kakadikvi B'Kesef. The Mishpat says Kedusha and Sodas B'Kesef Yiknu. Taka the Gemara doesn't bring the source from Stay Ephron. That's a different question. Why not? But Lamai is the Kinyan Kesef. It's not a Shail, it's not a Sof, a Kinyan Kesef work. It so works that it becomes ultimately the model for Kedushin as well. Says the Sma, you know how Kinyan Kesef works with Ikaron? And it's hard about it and it's kishkes. You know how it works? It's really very straightforward. You want land. The land's worth $1,000. Pay the value of that land. Then maybe you're going to get the set. You're going to get the piece of land. To put a lumdish or spin on it, what do we call it? You can call it one of two things a lumdish. You can call it Kesef Piron. You want to call it Kesef Shavius. It's all the same thing. Depends what yeshivas you come from. It's all the same thing. There's nothing unbelievable mechudish about Kinyan Kesef. Kinyan kesef is when you pay the value of the item, and meila, you're kind of that item. That's the ABCs of kinyan kesef. Of course, the sma has some work to do. He's got to touch this up. He'll do a little bit of surgery on this, because the facts are not right. What do I mean the facts are not right? I can buy a what? Anyone here ever bought a piece of real estate? Anyone under the age of 30 is probably not going to answer that question, okay? You buy a house, all right? Masha Karin, what do we call it? When you buy a house, I buy a $1 million piece of property. How much do I pay? It's called the down payment. Now, it's not really a good marshal, because in today's world, you really do pay the whole thing. It's just that the bank lends you the money in a mortgage. That's a bad marshal. But fundamentally, if I want to buy a $1 million piece of real estate from you, how much money do I have to give you for the kinyan to be chal? One pruta. That's it. I have to pay the rest. There's no question I got to pay $1 million minus a pruta in whatever terms of the agreement that we make up. But in terms of the kinyan on the karka, the kinyan's chal with the pruta. So Frek the Sma'an himself, if I'm telling you that the whole Yisayda Dov, the whole longest of Kinyan Kesef, is Kesef Piron, Kesef Shoshavius, how do we resolve that? How do we understand that in light of the fact that I don't really have to pay the full amount? I can pay just a pruta and call it a day. So says the Sma, the answer is that I did pay you the full amount. I paid you the $1 million. Oh, a lot? Where's the $1 million? You didn't even notice what happened. I'm coming to buy a $1 million piece of property from you, I give you a pruta. What's really happening, says the Sma, is, who knows what's really happening? Listen to this one. I'm really borrowing $1 million minus a pruta from you, okay? And I'm now using that $1 million minus a pruta to actually give back to you as the Dmei HaMekach. And now, what do I still owe you? I still owe you $1 million minus a pruta for what? For the original halvah that I just took out from you. Now, anyone who's looking at what's going on didn't see that. I mean, I was watching, I'm standing in the real estate, you know, standing in the lawyer's office, I didn't see any of that happening. But that's really what happens. But if you look really closely through halachic eyes, you'll notice that there's no way to buy a $1 million piece of property without giving $1 million. You have to give $1 million. Either you can take the $1 million out of your pocket, or you could borrow the $1 million from the meicher and pay him the $1 million for the property, and then owe him the $1 million. How come we don't make you do that? Because it's a pain in the neck. It's a big pain in the neck. So, but that's really what happened. So there is no way to really buy property for $1 million with anything short of $1 million, because ultimately kesef is piron and shavius. It happens all the time. That's magic. That's halachic magic, but it doesn't really happen. It's really shavius to people. The Taz comments in the Sma, and he says he can't believe that this is true. It can't be true. What's his kasha? What's the famous Taz kasha? Famous kasha, the Taz Sma. If every kinyan kesef is kinyan shavius / piron, it doesn't make any sense. Why? Bishlama by karka, I can kvetch that it's piron. But by kiddushin, you're standing under the chuppah, and you're mekadesh the woman, you're giving her a pruta. So what's pshat? The pshat is she's really worth a pruta? That's really the pshat. She's only worth a pruta. And she's lending you the rest of the money. You're not going to pay back the rest of the money. She's really worth a pruta. That's the shavius of the woman, a pruta. It's embarrassing. Don't tell your wife the Sma. So says the Taz, if ala kinyani kesef or kedushin is derived from kicha kicha mistei Ephraim, so that gezeirah shava is not just important for drushas on a Thursday afternoon about, you know, marriage, that kind of stuff. It indicates to us the lumdus is the same. The same mechanism that kinyan kesef works for a sada has to work for kedushin. Hayitachin davar kazeh, says the Taz, it's impossible to say such a thing. The kesef kedusha works with her as piron. There's no piron. The woman doesn't have any value to her. She's priceless. So what do you mean the kesef shavius? What do you mean kesef piron? So korchach zemin fadol, says the Taz, from kedusha, what do you see? How does kinyan kesef really work? It's not a kesef piron, a kesef shavius. What is it? If it's not piron or shavius, what is it? So I ask you another question. If I buy land with a shtar, how does that work? Oh, so what's the essence of a kinyan shtar on karka? Is that piron? It's a piron. The shtar is not even worth a half a penny. What is it? How does a shtar work? If it's not Piron, what is it? Representative of what? It's a what? Give me the halachic terminology. Kol. Kinyan. Give me one word before the word Kinyan. It's a Maisa Kinyan. It's a Maisa Kinyan. That's the din. V'chosav 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 v'chosav. Azoy shteit in halacha. The karkas nikti v'shtar. There's no piron. There's no shabbat. True, you're going to have to pay a pretty price later. Next month, he's going to send you a bill, an invoice for $1 million to pay the Dveh Mekach. That's true. But the karkas nikti right away. As soon as I write on a piece of paper, Sodim Mechur Loch, and I hand it over to you, that karkas 1,000,000% yours. You owe me $1 million. That's also true. But that karkas belongs to you. The Teretz is that the Teretz gives us a mechanism to buy items. We're doing a Maisa Kinyan. There's a parish of Kinyanim in the Teretz. What the particular Kinyanim was, you got to learn a lot of the Maseches Kedushin, but Matzia to figure out how do you buy things. But there's a concept of Kinyanim in the Teretz. The Teretz speaks about Mechiras and Kinyas. So the mechanism that's used to affect the Kinyan Shtar has nothing to do with Shabbos and Piron. The Maisa Kinyan Luchud and the Dmei Mekach Luchud. Zokta is the same as true when it comes to Kinyan Kesef. Kinyan Kesef is a symbolic gesture. It's a Maisa Kinyan. And therefore makes a lot of sense why it's Bepruta. You're not giving $1 million in a Piron, but a Halva, but a Maisa, a whole Shtikotar. Nah. It's a symbolic gesture. The symbolic gesture is the giving of a what's called an Aloch Hashem Kesef. Kach Nemer Aloch Mersinai, the Shia Kesef is Bepruta. The same Shia Pruta for the Ila and for Gezelas and for Dinatayra and for Shuas, that's the Shia Kesef Avon Batayra. As long as you do a symbolic gesture of giving a Maisa Kesef, that's kind of karka. The Taz is a good kasha against the Sma, no? It's a good kasha. Doesn't the existence of Kedusha, Isha, Pruta indicate to us that the Sma is not right? Because after all, the woman doesn't have a vash, she's not worth the Pruta. She's priceless. So Zok the Avnei Miluim. The Avnei Miluim looked at the whole world. Looked at the whole world through the eyes of Torah. He saw everything through Torah. He's standing under the chuppah and he's looking at his wife through the eyes of Torah. And what does he say? I know, darling, that you're worth a lot more. In the outer world, you're worth billions and trillions and quadrillions and yikarev nibim. But al pidin, you know what Yeshavius is? Yeshavius of one pruta alone. That's all you're worth al pidin. You have to be an Avnei Miluim to say that. Erechin, that's a different din, like Amre. That's a nikdin. Nah, that's a Amre, a different parasha. Nezikin is a different Shavuos. That Shavuos to Evan Hisham B'shuk. That's one din of Evan Hisham K'shuk. There's a din of Parshas Erechin. There's a different Lagabi Kedushin. That's the Shavuos to Isha. So says the Amlum, I'm not bothered with the Taz's time. I think the Sma is 100% right. It's Kesef Shavuos. It's not a Maisa Kinyan. No such thing. Maisa Kinyan by Shtar, maybe, but not by Kesef. So again, so Yadua, Meforis, the Machloikas, the Gedele Yoylem, from Sma and Taz. I still remember the first time I ever heard the Smantas. It was in high school. We're learning about Kedushin. With the Smantas. This is it. Comes out of the moon. And he says, you know, I'm so sure that the Sma is right. That Kesef is Shavuos. But I want to know, what is Chalipin? Is Chalipin Shavuos? Is Chalipin a type of a Shavuos? It's a Zeh Tachazeh. I'm giving you this payment for the other item. Is that what Chalipin is in its heart of hearts? Or is Chalipin much closer to the Shtar model? It's a Maisa Kinyan B'Alma. It doesn't really correspond to the value of what the other item I'm transferring is. What is Chalipin? Why is that question relevant, says the Avnei Miluim? Because if the answer is that it's basically fundamentally Shavuos, then we can close our eyes and take the leap of faith that A becomes B. But if Chalipin is not Shavuos, if Chalipin is almost a Maisa Kinyan B'Alma, it's not a Shavuos Dikadin, so then all Chiddush Arans, from today till tomorrow, all Kedushin Deraisa, you can't turn A into B. You can't turn straw into gold. What do you try to turn? Oh, not straw, what do you turn? Straw to gold. The can't, doesn't work. Even Rumpelstiltskin can't do that. Nobody could do that. So that becomes the million-dollar question now, says the Adni Miluim. I proved to you with Kesef, I think the Sma is 100% right. I looked at the collar, and I'm telling you, she's a Shava Pruta. That's it. Well, no, all there is right no more. But I'm still not sure what Chalipin is. So Zokti Adni Miluim, this is where the two Chalipins are now going to part ways. The answer to this question, says the Adni Miluim, is Chalipin fundamentally a Maisekin, is it fundamentally a Shavius? What's the answer? Two words. It what? It depends. There are two kinds of Chalipin on the table. Sometimes Chalipin is one, and sometimes Chalipin is the other. Says the Avnei Meluim, when you have a Suda Tachas HaTabas, you want to be Mekadosh the woman, not really with the Suda. You want to be Mekadosh the Isha with the ring. You want that she should have a ring on her finger in years to come, not that she's walking around with a handkerchief. You want her to have a ring. She wants a ring. Shein Zoya, if the Mekadosh the Isha with a ring. So she wants a ring. So what's the shavius of the woman? What's ultimately going to correspond to the shavius of the woman? What is really being used in lieu of the woman? The ring. So what's the goal of the suda? The suda is not addressing the piron. The suda is not addressing the shavius. What is the suda doing in this case? It is being used as a vehicle, as a mechanism to be machmed a ring to the woman. That's the goal of the suda. The suda is not tachas ha'isha. The suda is not the piron ha'isha. The harai the tabas is the piron isha. I'm giving her the same ring. I'm not going to subtract the value of the suda from the ring. I'm not going to tell her, by the way, well, since we did a kinyan suda 5 minutes ago, and now I bought you a $100 ring, but the suda is worth $5, give me back change. Right? In the Yichud room, and somebody comes running and brings the ring from across the street from the dormitory. So he's going to, please give me change, because after you're also, no. The Suda wasn't used to tally, it wasn't used to calculate the value. The Suda was used as a mechanism, bi'alma, as a legal mechanism, as a halachic mechanism, to transfer ownership on the ring. The ring is the Shavius. What word can we call the Suda? We're going to call it a bad two words. What are the bad words? Bad words. Maisekinyan. Why are there such terrible words to call it a Maisa Kinyan? Because it's a Maisa Kinyan, then what can it not become? It can't become Shavius. You can't close your eyes and say, well, it's okay, we're going to call it Kesef. You can't call it Kesef. You're a magician, you can't call it Kesef. How can you transform A into B, if A and B are different parishes? Because after all, the Sma's right that Kesef is only Shavius. Let's think as Kesef is the Maisa Kinyan. You want to take a Chalipin that's a Maisa Kinyan, turn to Shavius, that is against the rules. However, in the first case, when it's Suda Tachas HaIsha, what role is the Suda playing? Is the woman going to get anything else besides this handkerchief? She's going to have nothing to walk away except the dirty handkerchief. What is that handkerchief? What is it? That's the Shavius HaIsha. That is the Shavius. When you use Chalipin to Tachas HaIsha, and there is no other ring, there is no other Shavius, this becomes the Shavius. So basically, I'm looking at this case, he's standing under the chuppah, the suit of Tachas HaIsha. Can it go down the root of Chalipin? We can't let this go B'tarz Chalipin, why not? Why can't it work B'tarz Chalipin? Because Chalipin just doesn't work, right? But what can we do, Rabbi Isai? We can make believe, close our eyes, hocus pocus, Palach HaDish HaRan Zad above Metziah, and turn Chalipin into what? Into Kesef, because it has all the criteria necessary to transform into Kesef. What were the two criteria? Number one, it happens to be a what? Shavat Pruta. And number two, it happens to be a close enough cousin to Chalipin. It's like the Kesef. This kind of Chalipin is Kesef, is Shavius. So when you have a Chalipin that's Shavius, and Kesef is Shavius, then we can make the squiggly line work for us. Now I ask you, Rabbi Isai, who here saw the Taisus Ritz? Who here figured out on their own that must be what the Taisus Ritz is talking about? Do you understand what this Avraham Hurim just did? You have to appreciate sheer genius when you see it. Whether you agree with it or not, it's a different story. But no, you appreciate it. There's Goyinus Sheva Goyinus. Again, whether everyone agrees, I can't tell you, but Goyinus Sheva Goyinus. He took us down the route. You know, he was referring to Chedush Iran, without really, really quoting it, but he's really referring to Chedush HaRan. He put the brakes on the Chiddush Iran by giving us a squiggly line theory. He pointed out, he highlighted that there are two different kinds of chalipit. One, the squiggly line works and the other one doesn't. Of course, provided that it has the other criteria of Sharpruta, that's like a given, because otherwise, in Kesef, Mepachas Sharpruta, if it has the combination of a valid squiggly line plus a Sharpruta, that's going to be the one out of the four cases that chalipit is going to work. Nobody figured this out before, right? Anybody figure it out after? Does anyone know what I'm talking about? Yeah, this is godless. Yeah. Yeah,
so
something.
So is the reason that God in the Lewin says that it's not like the definition of not like that, is that because
No. That Avni Meluim was, forget it, he didn't even learn Chalipin yet. He was learning the Sma and Taz. He says, nah, the Sma's right, the Taz.
Why does he reject the Taz?
Because he thinks that women are worth a pruta under the Chuppah, al pi halacha. He thinks that the Kasha and the Taz, I'm not a bomb Kasha and the Taz. If I were to ask you, what do you think, Kasha? If you ask 10 guys in the street, how do you buy a piece of land for $1 million, you pay $1 million, why does that work? Or it's because you gave the value of the land, or it works because of some unbelievable lumbish illegal category called Kinyan Kesef. Most people will tell you, most lawyers will tell you, because you gave the value, right? I think the Smaz is the baseline, right? It's the starting point, no? The Taz, how can a Chinik with the Kasher from Kedushin? So the Smaz says, the Rav Nun Sam, not so bad with the Kasher.
The baseline is?
Baseline is the Smaz, right?
Why doesn't there be a tangible commonality between Kesef and Chalipin? Like when you say, it looks similar.
Looks similar.
The marble of Messiah, what's the tangible? What's
it looks similar, because we're Lamdonim over here. We're not Maratzim when you're staying here.
In the marble of Messiah, what's the commonality between Dalaramis and Nefila? The Gemara assumes that we have a technicality why it doesn't work. But really.
So I can tell you a technicality that they're both types of Kinesis Lushusa. I'll make up a commonality. I just made it up.
Here, because they, so too, we don't define specific.
Specific, yeah, we do. Of course we do. That's the whole Yusayt. That's the whole thrust of the Avni Meluim, that A can't become B unless A is in the Parasha B. If you want to disagree with Avni Meluim, you're entitled to.
So Gzereshon Lemechta doesn't mean that Sharpruta would have.
Gzereshon Lemechta just means that you can't, Chalipit ain't going to work.
No matter what.
If you call it Chalipit and ain't going to work, you want to call it something, call it Kesef, then we could discuss. You call it Chalipit and you're out of business.
And also, could you say that maybe the pruta is like basically like a down payment, and like the mezonos sherek is on us?
Sherek is on us. That's a different world. That's a different world.
Why can the chalipim work as shtar?
Shtar? How's the chalipim going to work as shtar?
If it's working as the Maisa Kinyan type.
Where's the shtar? Shtar means you have a piece of paper that you wrote a story on. Chalipim means they gave you a handkerchief. So how's it going to be home a shtar? A can only become B. If Lamaisa, I did B. If I did be like in the case of the Dalaramas, so I fell on it, I am within Dalaramas. Right over here, I gave you a Sudar, Lamais, I gave you a Shavu Kesef.
How could Chalipin be Shavuos if you need to give back the Sudar?
Well, okay, we're for the next part of the Sugya. It's the next part of the Sugya. Okay, don't forget, Matanos Lahaksa does work for Kinyan Kesef also. So what you really mean to ask is, isn't the fact that Matanos Lahaksa worked by Kinyan Kesef a Raya Brewer that's not Shavuos? That's your Kasher. That's a good Kasher.
So we're saying that when you trade the sudar for the woman herself, that it works because the minimum to be a kohen woman is a pruta, and the handkerchief itself is a pruta.
If and when the handkerchief is a pruta, it's going to work. That's the Zeretz.
So the Avnim Lulim definition of paying back the Shabbos is only a luckily a pruta woman. So who cares in the case of the sudar takas of the class that he happened to want to give her a ring also? Why can't he just use the sudar there and just call that the halachic definition of him paying back the Shabbos?
No, but here, no. But he's trying. The Tabas is the Shavuos.
So we're saying that the man has the ability to change what his Shavuos is.
That's right. Let's say if he says, let's say they decide he wants to give her a $100 ring, so then that becomes a Shavuos Isha, right?
Why does the man get to change halachic Shavuos? I thought the Shavuos is only
the Shavuos is a minimum of a pruta, or depending what else if they determine that they want to. The Kadeshus with more, that becomes a Shavuos. But there is a bare bone minimum called a Pruta.
It should work though, meaning Halakha, why wouldn't it work?
No, because once he's using Kinyan Chalipin only to be marked the ring, so the ring becomes the Shavuos. The Chalipin is only being used as a Maisa Kinyan B'Alma.
I guess I just thought the Tosfos, I mean, he seems to only be focusing on like the woman, whether she wants to acquire this item as for her kiddushin or not, right? He says that vada doesn't work in that case because her whole das is on the money and not on the sudar being given over. So it's not really just, I guess, as complicated. It's just that she's trying to acquire the money for kiddushin. She only received the sudar, and therefore it doesn't work, as opposed to the case on the right where she got the sudar. She wanted that either for chalipin or kinyan kesef. That's what she wanted to do as a kiddushin.
She's saying no lamdas, no fancy lamdas. It's just a question of is she happy or not.
She's not interested in being mekudesh with the sudar. She's interested in the mana, and I think that gets rid of.
But at the end means even though she did get a kiddushin kesef, she wants to get married, right? Does she want to get married?
But not with the sudar. She only had interest in getting married with a full ring instead of a piece of cloth or.
Okay, maybe. Okay, I hear. Okay. Okay, so.
I'm saying, but the Shabbos is not the same. Oh my, the guy's mug.
That's the mice of what the Rebbe Mum says, basically.
Well, I'm saying you don't have to say she's only a trouble.
She's
worth $1 million.
She's worth $1 million. She's worth priceless. Okay, I don't know. Rabbi Sai, let's go on. So up until now, what we've seen is that this Chiddush Iran almost saves the day. It means that day in the Chiddush Iran that you can, Kidin A can potentially fail us, but it can be, it can be saved by Kidin B. But they have the moon put the brakes on it only if they're within the same squiggly line, the same with basic family structure, then it's okay. If they're so fundamentally different, it's not going to work. A similar idea is expressed to perhaps explain a very, very difficult Ran in Maseches Nedarim. May I put it on the Mamre Kamer, Mr. Ran? Can I put it on the Mamre Kamer? You're kidding. Oh, I figured people just had so much fun with the taste is red. Okay. Well, say the Ran. I don't put the Gemara Nedarim on even. How do I leave that off? You sure about that? Was it off? Okay, well the Ran should be there. Okay, fine. So comes the Gemara in the end of the fifth parak of Maseches Nedarim and has the following discussion. A general question about Kinyan Chalipin. A normal, simple, not these crazy kedushas, but a regular, normal case. I'm buying a house from you, buying a bag of potatoes, buying a car from you. I give you a sudar. Shalom Yisrael, make a Kinyan Chalipin, and wonderful. And then I turn around and say, could you please give me back my sudar? And the guy says, oh, I want to keep the sudar. Tofas mafkir or tofas lo mafkir? Does he have a right to say, I'm keeping the sudar? Or not? So believe it or not, the Gemara presents it as a machlekes amarai. Whether we can say such a thing or not. Can he declare he's going to insist on holding on to the sudar or not? So Rav Ashi, in that sugya, makes a very cryptic statement, something to the effect of, well, maybe he can really be typhus the sugya. Rav Ashi almost asks it like playing devil's advocate. Maybe he really can be typhus the sugya. And the Gemara kind of ends at that point. So the Ran, on the spot, says, don't take Rav Ashi's question as a real statement of opinion. Rav Ashi's just playing a game with us. He's saying, Ashiyah, the name, maybe yeah, maybe no. But you want to know, there's Rav Ashi in his heart of hearts, again, Rav Ashi is the last word. He wrote the Gemara, so we want to hear what he has to say. In his heart of hearts, does Rav Ashi really truly hold that he could hold on to the Sudar? I don't think so, says the Ran. And I'll prove to you that Rav Ashi himself can't really truly hold he could hold on to the Sudar. Who knows Araya? Who's going to bring me a Raya that Rav Ashi, the Amir Rav Ashi, must hold that ultimately the person has to return the Sudar? Well, back to the bottom of Vav Amabez, we read it yesterday, where the Gemara was discussing Matanah Mas Lahachzir. And remember the Gemara said that Matanah Lahachzir doesn't work, because why? It has something to do with what? Why does Matana Asahaksa not work for Kedushin? Something to do with what? Chalipin. Remember Machlekes Tais in the Rambam? Quickly, who remembers? According to Tais, it's a gezeirah to Chalipin. According to the Rambam, it's because there's no Hanol like Chalipin. Who is the one who made that statement? Who is the one who told us that the reason why Matana Asahaksa doesn't work because of Chalipin? Prize? Ela Omer Ravashi. Ravashi was the one who said that the reason why Matan was Achsa doesn't work is because Chalipin doesn't work. Whatever the Tais and the Rabbah, whatever the reason for that equation is. Zakhti Ran and Adarim, you see that the Amir of Ashi, whose opinion is so critical, Belishum Safik holds that Ein Isha Mekudeshes B'Chalipin. That's like not negotiable. Ravashi said it on the Vav Beis. He even extended it either b'derek gezeira or b'derek dinyan to Matan Masahachta. So the Amir Ravashi is weighing in on the Vav Beis and Kedushin with his personal opinion that Chalipin cannot be used for Kedushin. Comes around and says, if Ravashi really meant what he suggested, what he sounded like he was suggesting in Masechas Nedarim, that when you make a kid in Chalipin, you could be toifes to Chalipin, then there would be a stira within Ravashi. Why? Says the Ran, if you could be toifes to Chalipin, then Isha Mekudesh is b'Chalipin. See what the Ran just said? Ravashi makes a cryptic statement in the Nedarim that maybe you can be toifes to Chalipin, maybe you can't. I'm not sure, maybe yeah, maybe no. Says the Ran, Ravashi never really meant it. He never meant you really can be, because, proof positive, Ravashi himself said, in Isha Mekudesh on Davav of the base. What did the Ran just tell us? What did the Ran just say? The Ran just told us that ultimately, why is Eina Ish Nikris B'Chalipin? What's the real reason why Ish Nikris B'Chalipin? Because she has to do what? Because she has to give it back. And Imtum Tzalom, you would hold that she doesn't have to give it back, then Kain Ish Nikris B'Chalipin. Did the Ran say that or not? I just read you that Ran. I just told you about that. The Ran says b'feirush that the reason, the only reason, the reason why ein ish nikas b'chalipin is because she has to return the chalipin. Vice versa, if she wouldn't have to, then if she wouldn't have to, then what? She would be mekudeshes. Who knows what the Ran's talking about? Who's going to tell? Who has a kasha in this Ran? Who? An alumnus. We're learning the Masechet Kedushin of Gimel and Aleph. Who's got a kash against this Ran? The Ran just said the reason. You heard it. The reason why Ein Isha Kedushas Bechalipin. The Ran just said was based on what? Because Tzricha Lahachzir, and therefore she doesn't have to if she has the right to be tayyip. Based on Taka B'Kudeshes. What's the kasha? The Gemara says a totally different reason. The Gemara says, any shidduch is b'chalipin, why? Because it's Pachas Shavu Pruta. And again, Pachas Shavu Pruta, Gzeir Shalom Lachza, because since it's sometimes Pachas Shavu Pruta, it's always Pachas Shavu Pruta, the Rashi, Gnayula, Rabbi Natam, it's not a dinket. Whatever you learn in Gimel and Aleph, whatever you think the Gemara's reason was, what in the world does that have to do with Tzrich L'Hachzir or not? It's a machlokes to Ran, and I'm sorry to report the Gemara. The Gemara says because Pachas Shavu Pruta, whatever Pachas Shavu Pruta means, Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam, Mordechai, you plug in yesterday's year. The Gemara doesn't say it has anything to do with her requirement to yes or no return the object. The Ran's talking a different language. What's the Ran talking about? The Ran's being a raya from the fact that ain't Kedushin Tosa Mechalipin Zeman Fandor, you have to return the Chalipin? No. You can keep the Chalipin still in the Mekudeshes. Because the Gemara's reason, what's the Ran's reason?
It's possible the Ran's reason is if it's more than a Shavu'ah.
More than a Shavu'ah, but the Gemara says that ain't Ishu Mechalesh Mechalipin, because in Pachas Shavu'ah lo nikra nafsha, and again, whatever that means.
So maybe we're going to reply that it's more than a Shavu'ah.
So then why didn't the Gemara give the real reason? Why did the Gemara give us such a misleading reason? Ishu Pachas Shavu'ah lo nikra nafsha. Otherwise, we wasted all day yesterday. Then Rashi, Rabbi Tam, and Tosfos Ritz, and Mordechai, and Meiseluch. If the Ran's right, why don't they tell Molly what the reason is?
Isn't the question
on
the Rambam also?
Rambam, I don't know any Rambam.
No,
the Rambam didn't give a different reason.
It's not
Ketzer. Oh, you mean you want to know what the Rambam... Oh, that part of the Rambam. Okay. It could be the rabbi learned that that's part of the Isha Babshah Pruta Lamikin Nash, because you need a Hanos Pruta. Not for now. No? Are they? The other room did such a good job convincing you that you think that there are two kinds of chalitim. Maybe you're right. New rabbi say. So comes a stipler in Maseches Kedushin, and he says that the Pshat and the Ran is based on everything we've been talking about up until now. Namely, the Ran's reason is radically different than the Gemara's reason, because the Ran is addressing a totally different topic than the Gemara was addressing. The Gemara was addressing the issue, why is Chalipin, you hear what I said, why is Kinyan Chalipin not a viable Kinyan for Kedushin? And there's only one reason for that, because Ein Isha Nikas Pachas Shavu Pruta. What that means, Rashi, Taisvis, Ramba, Mordechai, whatever you think that means from yesterday, she'll plug it in, I don't care right now. The Gemara was addressing why Ein Isha Nikas Bechalipin. The Ran is asking a different question. What's the Ran asking? The Ran is addressing, good, don't call the Chalipin. Let it become Kesef. Similar to, based on what premise of the Chiddush Ran, that by Kinyanam Deraisa, we could pull that stunt. The Ran's asking different kashal gam. That was what the Ran answered. The Ran had gezakt. No. You know why you can't do that? You can't take Kinyan A and turn it to Kinyan B. You know why? What's the deep dark secret? What's the mystery? What's the solution to the mystery? Why can't you do it? Because she has to what? She's got to return it. And since it doesn't work, it's Kinyan B, therefore it's not going to work. So Kinyan A fails because Einisha Nekas Bechali, because Pachashem approved this far. Whatever that means. You wanted to be Rumpelstiltskin turned into magic, into Kinyan Kesef. It's not going to work. It's Kinyan Kesef. If they're all Kinyan Kesef, you get to keep the Kesef. Here you have to return the Suder. And therefore it can't work as B. Anyone like that? What's wrong with it? What's wrong with it? What's wrong with that Teretz? It can't be B, right? It's the old story. It can't be B, because if the B, you get to keep. Cash, you get to keep. Cleveland, you got to give back. Really? You can't make a kid in cash if I'm not the Hachzim? No. You can't make a kid in cash if I'm not the Hachzim. You're telling me after the fact, you already know the sugi of kid, but then I was the Hachzim. What's wrong? Who says what?
He says you need to give it back.
Who says you need to give it back?
Who says you need
to give it back? This is Chaz. The Ran said that the reason, I'm putting the stipler's words into the Ran, the reason why this Chalipin can't become Kesef is because, after all, you have to give it back, and because again, that was Ravashi speaking, you have to give it back, and therefore it can't become Kesef. So we're asking, why can't it become Kesef? Kesef, you don't have to give back either. Whether you will or not, you don't have to give it back. So comes the stipend and says, he thinks the answer is found in a Rashi in Maseches Kiddushin. And that I think I did put in the Maamar Kemes, right? The 10th of the Maamar Kemes is a Gemara in Kedushin Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph. His kachili b'shtar. Guys, mekadesh a woman with a shtar. Rameir omei ena mekudeshes. Rameir says it's no good. What? Rameir forgot the first mission condition. What does it mean? Rabbi Lazo omei mekudeshes. B'chom omei taniyam yesh b'shar b'prut mekudesh v'lav ena mekudeshes. Chom say it depends how much the value of the paper is worth. What happened? Isha Nikas Kesa Shtar, we have the Shtar, we're up to the Shtar. So the Gemara explains, this Shtar failed us. You know why? Because somebody goofed when they prepared the Shtar Kedushin. They didn't prepare it halakhically proper as a Shtar. What could possibly have gone wrong? Who can tell me? Come on, you guys should know. What could possibly have gone wrong with the Shtar Kedushin? Maybe it wasn't written in the Shema, maybe it was on the Chubar, maybe, I don't know. Half a dozen other problems. So as a Shtar Kedushin, it's going to fail. But maybe we could forget it being a Shtar Kedushin, but let's turn around and have it be what? Kesef. After all, she got a beautiful, nice piece of paper, beautiful piece of parchment. So she'll write in the back of the paper. She'll write a mezuzah in the back. I don't know. She'll write a happy birthday card in the back. She can use it. It's a piece of paper, a piece of parchment. So that's what the Chum said, Yeshiva Pruta Mekudeshes. If the cloth is worth a Pruta, then good, it'll be worth Alts Kedisha Kesef. And if not, so then not. What's happening here? How's he trying to be Mekadesher? I thought he said Shtar Kedushin, right? His Kashali Bishtar, that's what I thought he said. And what are we doing? We're saying, well, A didn't work, but we're letting this become what? We'll let B work. So Rashi has one line on the 11th of the Ramakamis. Shaman is Aniyar, the Daita Nami Aniyar. Rashi is putting the brakes on this idea of turning A into B and saying A turns into B only if we can be really, truly certain that what? That she really wanted the paper also. If she says to us, I don't want paper. I'm a safe. I got enough paper. I don't need any more paper. I'm not interested in paper. I want a document. If the document fails us because it wasn't written in the Shema, it's a Mechubra, it's got a half dozen other Psulim, so then you can't all of a sudden do Tchias HaMeishim and say, well, forget Kiddush HaShal, turn into Kiddush HaKesef. You can't do that. You need Da'as HaIsha in order to do that, says Rashi. That's the ABCs of turning A into B. She's got to be masculine. Says the Stipler, it's true that in theory, if you choose to buy things with a kid in Kesef, and you do it on Menas L'Hachzir, it could be it's going to work. That's true. That could be true. But to tell me that every time I make a kinyan, that I didn't say kinyan kesef, I'm going to try to make a kinyan chalipin. Kinyan chalipin just failed me. Why? Because einish mekudesh chalipin, because parashat v'pruta. You want to hocus pocus and turn into a kinyan kesef, you have to go through a certain route in order to turn into kinyan kesef. Can you turn A into B? It's got to go through whose das? Through the woman's head. She's got to give the green light. She's got to sanction this. So Zochta Stipler, she's going to turn into a kesef b'med devar mamurim if she's what? If she's at least going to walk away with something. Intensalem, the din would have been that she could be typhus the sudar. So then, if she has the ability to be typhus the sudar, then we could say daitanami a sudar b'teres kesef. But if v'lav hochi, she has to give the sudar back anyway. So then to tell me that A is B, well, she's not masking. Ain't ritzayna asud. What kind of what she can get out of this lousy suda? She got a suda for 3 seconds and she has to give it back again? How in the world could you be, how in the world could you make such a statement? We evaluated her das and we're comfortable saying that she probably wanted to move Kadesh Bekin and Kesef. No. If the din would have been she gets to keep the suda, then we could have said with a straight face, oh, she probably wanted Kesef. But to say that she probably wanted Kesef, she has to return anyway. You say daita kesef, it's impossible. So the only way the condition is going to work is through chalipin. Chalipin, forget it. Parashah put lemikra nafsha. So what did the disciple just do for us? He just went almost a similar style of reasoning as the Avdim Milim. The Avdim Milim also went down this route of I'm doing sudar and sudar is going to fail me because sudar just doesn't work. Because isha parashah shibul lemikra nafsha, just sudar doesn't work. Chalipin doesn't work. What we want to do our bit out of getting this couple to be married is to take the kinyan chalipin and to hocus pocus turn it into kesef. Can we pull off such a stunt or not? So according to half the Rishon v'Chiddush Aran, you can't even do that. You don't even have the mechanism to do that. But according to that opinion that we do have the mechanism to do that, not so pashut, not so simple that you can do that. So each one of these Gedalia Chavarim, the Avdim Miluim and the Stipler, are focusing on different limitations that are preventing us from turning A into B. The Avdim Miluim said, ultimately what depends on can you turn A into B is a squiggly something or other. It's got to be in the same basic family. According to the Stipler, Stipler's almost closer to you, right? The Stipler's saying, I don't need squiggly lines, I don't need family, you know, dynamics. What I need is tachos ratzon isha. I have to be able to be mishar, say with a straight face, and say, this woman likes what's happening. Now again, she's not telling us, no one's saying anything here, so we have to stand at this chup and say, we could say B'amuna Shleim if she really wants to get married with Teres Kesef. Says the Ran, you can only say that if she could hold on to the Suda. She's getting back to the Suda in 10 seconds. To call that an Isha Nichala, Isha Reitza, B'Suda, B'Kesef, B'Zeh, B'Efshin. So what the Avdim Miluim is saying in the Taisus Rid, that the basic thrust of the Taisus Rid is Chalipin is no good because of Agamara. But to potentially turn Chalipin into Kesef, may work if it meets all the proper criteria. And that's what the Avdim Miluim and the Tzitz Rit are evaluating, and they're part of the sugya. The Stipe was doing almost the same conceptual, structural way in terms of the Ran in Maseches Nedarim, that the Ran is also addressing the additional avenue. We're not addressing Kiddich Chalip in the Gemara already took care of. We don't need Rans in the Dar B'Zelos, why Kiddich Mekashin Yishuv Chalip. But we do need a Ran to explain to us why the Chalip can't turn it to Kesef, which the Ran begins to tackle it. So the Stipler refers to that Rashi, the Sefer Kedushin, as the criteria if and when we have the Chutzpah to turn one Kinyan into another Kinyan. So I'll go upon it, Rabbi Sai. We have really two parts of this sugya. We have the basic structure of the sugya. Why is Chalip not work in the first place? The Gemara said something. We had Rashi's reason, we had Tom's reason, we had the Mordechai maybe the hoping is the Rabban in the second half, connected to the Matos Ahachsig is there. That was the first half of the Shia. Then we have the second Kasha, let's turn every Chalipin into a Kinyan Kesef. So we gave the introduction based on the Gemara of Tzidaf Yubit, the Shiran, whether that idea even exists in Halacha. And then we saw two Gedoyle Yacharainim, each one explaining a Gadol HaRishainim. Having the Luim B'dasa Tezis Rid, the Stipe B'dasa Ran, to explain if and when we can pull off such a stunt, what are some of the limiting factors to be able to pull off such a stunt. Okay? So we finished the Sugya, but hopefully Mitzvah Shem is going to lead us right directly into the next Sugya, Mitzvah Shem tomorrow. The next Sugya we're going to pick up from the Nakuda, what's that one? From the Nakuda, that Rabbein Atam left us hanging with. According to Rabbeinu Tam, there was an unbelievable chiddush in his Gemara. There was a shock matar, a havin maskana that changed the world as to just how close Chalipin and Kesef are. Not the squiggly lines, but a real equation. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the havin of the Gemara was the only way we can even begin to dream of Chalipin working for Kedushin is to say Chalipin is identical to Kesef, which the Gemara ultimately backed down. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the Isha Pachashar Puta is the Raya, not the Siba, right? It's the Sima, not the Siba, as we said yesterday. So hopefully that's going to begin a whole next sugya. Is that really true? Rabbeinu Tam saw in this Gemara that Chalipin is not the equation, not the equal sign to Kesef. Is that true or not? And what are the ramifications that has to play on other sugyas in Shachar Hashem tomorrow? We'll pick up on that. That'll be the next.